Most of the state's school children did not measure up in new tests administered in the most recent school year. Only 31% passed the new math and English exams, according to the state education department. Numbers were higher in suburban schools and lower in urban and rural areas. While education officials say scores will improve as they fully implement the new Common Core standards and teaching plans, many parents are jittery about whether their children will be adequately prepared for college and career. Governor Cuomo, perhaps sensing that, offered harsh words for schools that see only a small percentage of their students passing the new required tests. Cuomo says now that the test results are beginning to measure which schools are the weakest, something dramatic has to happen in order to turn the failing schools around.
Whether it is a takeover by the state or mayoral control or takeover by a charter school, there's going to have to be a death penalty for failing schools, so to speak, where we say the children comes first before the bureaucracy, and if the school fails, the school has to end.
The governor says, though, that the state should not dictate policy and that local communities should have a say in the future of the schools.
I don't want Albany to sit there and tell communities how to run their schools. But I do feel comfortable sitting in Albany and saying failing schools is not an option, and we're not going to allow another generation of children to be failed.
Overall, Cuomo says he thinks it's a sign of progress that the poorest performing schools and students have now been identified. The governor made his remarks at the start of the long Labor Day weekend, and he offered no bills or policy proposals to go with his remarks. It was several days before those in the education community began reacting. The teachers' unions expressed dismay at what they said were the governor's inflammatory choice of words and said it demonstrated disrespect to educators, students, and their parents. New York State United Teachers and the American Federation of Teachers said in a statement that the school should be fixed, not closed. Billy Easton is with the school funding advocacy group Alliance for Quality Education, which also works with the teachers' unions. He says he also finds the governor's phrasing troubling.
The governor said that he would impose a death penalty on any schools. It was very disturbing.
Easton says his group agrees with the governor that failing schools are unacceptable, but he says the alternatives that the governor suggested, state takeover, mayoral takeover, or conversion to a charter school, are strategies that have not worked well in the past. Instead, he says, schools should implement programs that have been successful and that the governor himself has endorsed.
Make sure kids have full-day pre-K, a longer school day and school year, a high-quality curriculum, community schools that have supports for students' social and emotional needs. These are successful strategies, and they're exact same strategies that the governor himself and his education commission has endorsed. So why he wouldn't promote those strategies that he's already endorsed instead of ones that don't have a good track record just doesn't make sense.
Cuomo expects the issue of how to deal with failing schools to be a major concern in the next legislative session. He says he may ask lawmakers for a new law to give the state more power to close the schools or make changes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.